a place where they're, I hate to use this line, as busy as beavers. But Sharon Audubon has a whole host of events that are going on now and actually through October. And with us this morning, once again, is Wendy Miller. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Can we say busy as birds instead of busy as beavers?
I think of the Miles Center and the stream that has all those beaver dams in it back there. That's why I say. Yeah. And also, do you still have the beaver room at Audubon?
We do. It's kind of old. It needs some repairs, so we're looking to repair that in the future. That's been there a long time.
Oh, well, I actually,
but still a favorite with the kids that come to visit.
All right. Well, let's. I mean, you are busy. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations on getting your first signal for the bird with that tower that you put up.
That's so exciting. And, yeah, I just got the email this morning that it made it all the way to Costa Rica. So it was pinged down.
It's amazing.
That far. So how awesome is that?
That's amazing that you can track them from here and actually track them down to there. That's amazing. It really
is. Yeah, it really helps us to, learn more about bird migration and their routes and challenges that they face. So we're looking to get a grant possibly to band or put the nano tags on some of the birds that actually come out of our rehabilitation clinic, including all those chimney swifts that were rehabilitated, that are rehabilitated each summer. So we're hoping to put the nano tags on birds that are coming out of our program to see what their migration route is too. So that's something that's new for us and something that we're so very excited about.
And even though it sounds scientific, I think it opens up the world to the common person, to the casual observer, and also to people who do like to bird watch, to actually see the process of where birds come from, where they go to, how they come back, how they do it. I mean, it just opens up, and it's right here in our own backyard.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's something. So stay tuned for more news about that in the future as we build and expand on that. And we'll be, creating some school programs and, of course, adult public programs around the MODIS Tower and the nano tags and the bird tracking as well. So stay tuned for more info on that in the
All
future.
Right. And getting to this weekend where I said there's a lot going on in the region, well, you do have something going on, and that is your fall bird tour.
Yeah, we have so much going on this month. So we have several bird tours coming up. So if you're into birding or starting to get into birding, you can join one of our fall bird tours. There is one this Saturday this Saturday it's over at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. There are some here at Sharon Audubon, some over at Miles. So there's one on Saturday at our other property across the town at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. And those run 7 to 8:30 a.m. So our staff naturalist, Bethany Sheffer, and also George Wallace of the American Bird Conservancy will take participants out on the property. And you can learn how to use binoculars if you've never used them before, but, learn which features and birds you can look for to begin observing and just learning interesting information about the birds and their conservation needs. So everyone is welcome. There's one this Saturday at Miles, and then there's a couple more coming up on Saturday mornings.
October 15th and October 22nd.
The 15th is here at Sharon Audubon Center, and then on the 22nd is back at Miles Wildlife Sanctuary.
All right. Now, what's going on right now, though, and I know a lot of people, my mother, when she was alive, used to get in on this, the pre-order bird sale, a bird seed sale.
Yeah. So right now we're having a pre-order bird seed sale, and so you can stock up on your bird seed for the winter, the fall and the winter. So there are order forms, and if you do the pre-order sale, everything is 20% off our regular bird seed prices. So now's the time to stock up. So there are order forms online or on our website. You can pick some here at the center. If the building is closed, we have some out in our kiosk. But there's online sales, and also, you can mail in the form and payment or drop it by the center. But we have various seeds that you can choose from, including our own blend, our Northwest Corner blend that we created to try to attract the most amount of birds and the different species of birds in our area. So that includes millet and black oil sunflower and some peanuts. But then we also have black oil sunflower seeds, sunflower chips, finch favorite, which is kind of like a Niger seed mixed with the shelled really fine black oil sunflower, woodpecker favorite, and suet cakes. So there are a variety that you can choose from. And like I said, you can go to our website and order online. And then that goes through October 16th. And then pickup will be here at the Audubon Center on November 12th between 10 and 1. But, you know, if you can't make it that day, don't let it stop you from ordering the seed. We can arrange a different pickup time for you if you can't make it on that day.
All right. Now, you have a program coming up. When I was where I used to live on off the Calkinstown Road, when my mom built addition to a house, it had a beautiful, large living room that had two huge, and I mean huge, picture windows which faced out over a brook and a pond. And then you turn the corner in the room and another huge window which faced over a beautiful meadow. Problem with that was we constantly had birds that hit that. Constantly. I mean, it wasn't like a daily thing, but it was a lot. And we did learn how to make sure that go out there, leave the birds alone, and then most of them would come back after they were, you know, got back from their concussion and would fly away. But you have a program coming up on how to make windows safe for birds, because this is something that deals with homeowners, but also in major cities with all these tall buildings, that's a problem as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we are doing a program on window strikes and how to make your windows safer for birds. It is a large problem. You know, a lot of people are getting into bird watching and bird feeding, especially since COVID happened. So, but a lot of times, you know, you're putting the bird feeders, understandably, in front of large windows where you can observe them better. But that does cause a problem with birds seeing the reflections in the window where it looks like it's an open space for them to fly, because if there's a forest or open space, you know, outside, they're seeing that reflection and it looks like a place where they can fly through. So they'll just fly directly into the window. And we actually see a lot of injured birds coming into our rehabilitation clinic that do fly into windows, and they come in with head injuries or broken wings. So it is something that we see here. So it does happen quite often. So this program, which is taught by one of the members of our local Audubon chapters, the Litchfield Hills Audubon Society, and she will discuss how to make your windows safer for birds, how to kind of break up those reflections so the birds aren't flying into the windows, and you can enjoy the birds at your feeders and also making it safe for them at the same time.
Yeah, it was a major problem. Growing up, it was a major problem. Imagine you're a kid, you're a 5 or 6 year old kid, and you see these birds flying. It really did bother us as kids. But anyway,
it's traumatic. When you hear that, you know, you hear that little bonk on the window, and you're like, oh no,
not again.
And sometimes the birds, like you said, just need a couple minutes to kind of regain their composure, and then they can fly away. Others aren't so lucky. Some, you know, take a lot of time to recover. Some, unfortunately, don't recover at all. So there are things that you can do to make your window safer so that does not happen.
We're talking about Sharon Audubon and the events coming up in October, and gosh, there are a lot of events. They're even celebrating my birthday with a bird mask making workshop on October 23rd.
Well, you'll have to come up and make a mask then for your birthday. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And we're not talking like a face covering, like a COVID mask. This is these are really fun masks made out of baseball caps and the little masquerade paper mache masks, fake feathers and foam sheets. I wish I had a picture to show over the radio, but they're really fun and they're really creative, so people can make their own whatever unique kind of bird you want to make. But if you do want to see a picture of what we're talking about, there is one on our website, so you can go on there and register. And that is taking place on October 23rd. It's a Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. It is limited just because of the materials and things that we need to provide, so we need to know how many people are coming. And you can, like I said, register for that online.
Now, that doesn't wrap things up, because you've got October 28th and October 29th, a couple of things back-to-back. First of all, Pumpkins in Play, which is basically just a different version of your Audubon Kids Day, right?
Yeah, so the Audubon Kids Day, unfortunately, you know, had to go in the backseat once COVID happened. So we're trying to bring that back, but we have some challenges. We have a smaller staff now, and it's harder for us to get hay wagons and hay bales for the famous hay bale maze and stuff that all the kids love. But I wanted to bring that back because so many people in the community really enjoy that, and I love that event too. So it's kind of a smaller, scaled-down version of Audubon Kids Day, where we're still going to have the carnival-type games and things for kids to do. They'll meet the friendly Enchanted Forest characters that we have. We'll bring out some of our live birds of prey. There will be some little prizes for the kids. But also we're combining that with the pumpkin trail that we started a couple years ago, and it has just grown and become more popular in the community. So we're trying to grow that as well. And so the kids, like I said, can play the games. We're going to have some entertainment. We have Judy Jones from Creative Game Parties from across the state coming, and she's going to be doing interactive hoop dancing. And so the kids can learn how to do different hula hoop tricks, and the adults too, not just the kids. And then she's going to do a special LED hoop performance in the dark around 8 o'clock on the front lawn. So kids and families can enjoy all that, but at the same time, our pumpkin trail will be open, and all the pumpkins and the displays will be lit up so they can walk through the trail at night and see the pumpkins on display. So that's a lot of fun. And that is taking place on October 28th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. with a rain date of October 29th. So they can come and enjoy. And then the pumpkin trail will be open from October 29th through November 6th each day here at the Audubon Center from sunrise to sunset. So people can come and enjoy the pumpkin trail, see all the submissions, just not lit up in the dark. So this is kind of a special event that we're doing.
So, I mean, I joked last time I spoke to you about how we have to keep in checking with you, but that's an impressive month of October.
We keep busy, and there's also, we're doing a volunteer open house, so if anyone's interested in volunteering here at the Audubon Center, they can come to the open house and learn what our needs are for animal care or trail maintenance or whatever you're interested in, and that's October 19th from 7 to 8 p.m. And this pumpkin trail, too, is, it's a community pumpkin trail. So the more people that will carve or decorate pumpkins and submit to us, the bigger and better our pumpkin trail can be. So we're calling for everybody who wants to carve or decorate a pumpkin or two or 10 can do that and then drop them off here at the Audubon Center between October 25th and 27th, and then we'll set them up on the trail. But we're also trying to get groups to do little pumpkin displays as well this year. So church groups, youth groups, scout groups, school groups, any kind of group, local businesses, if you guys want to do like a little display and drop them off, we'll put those along the trail with your name as well. So it's a community event here at the Audubon Center.
We're just an amazing October. And once again, all this information and more is available at sharon.audubon.org. Are you as busy in November?
I think it might slow down a little bit in November. We do try to do the public programs, on the weekends for people. So there might be some more bird tours. Of course, now with migration happening, there's not going to be as many birds out on the trails. But we try to do what we can. And the building also is now back open for anybody who doesn't know. Again, we're limited staff, and because we're so busy, some is in the rehab clinic, I'm usually out teaching, we just can't be here in the building all the time. But we are reopened now Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4:30 p.m., so people can stop in, take a look at the exhibits, go into the nature store, and we will be here.
Sharon Audubon in Sharon, Connecticut. Also, don't forget about the Miles Wildlife Sanctuary. Wendy, it's always great to check with you. We'll check with you again next month.
All right. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Take care. And once again, for more information on all those events, sharon.audubon.org.